Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll talk today about how new U.S. leadership could be changing the world of trade and missions. Even if the outcome's uncertain, though, there's hope. And then, is God calling you to serve long-term overseas? Well, stay tuned to learn about a new mission field opportunity. That story in about 3 minutes. But first, when the U.S. pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, it was a signal that things are likely to change a lot with the normal trade giants. So who can step up if the China Influence Group takes its game elsewhere? The SARC region, which is the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation. Global Advances Ken Yonke explains.
Those nations are Afghanistan, Bhutan, Bangladesh, India, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka.
So are you still with me? Of the 8 nations that are part of SARC, 7 are on the Open Doors World Watch List, a ranking of 50 countries known for the worst persecution of Christians. So there's concern that as business windows open, ministry windows could close. Yonke's heading into the region next month to help train, encourage, and equip church leaders while he still can.
In turn, each one of them are developing a national strategy for their nation and working to mobilize other indigenous leaders to execute on church planting, on training and equipping pastors, and advancing the gospel.
The good news, God is at work.
When the church presses forward, the gospel advances, the kingdom comes near, and the voice and the breath of God is felt by the persecuted church.
Up next, China Partner recently came out with a prayer request asking, essentially, well, to put themselves out of a job. China Partner's Eric Berkland explains.
The need that we see is for pastors and Christian leaders to also write good theological books, and that's what we want to encourage. We just started a ministry not too long ago called Youth Serve, and that specifically was designed to equip the Chinese church leadership to think how they can reach the next generation for Jesus Christ.
While China Partner has helped to equip the Chinese church with translated theological books, it's time that the Chinese church began to write their own. As the current Chinese church leaders are getting older, they're being tasked with the job of teaching those who will take their place.
Part of that is writing good material, writing good books. Young people, you know, still are going to be intrigued with what's out there. And maybe it might be in another venue. Maybe it, instead of having, you know, books that are being written, maybe it'd be in a blog form or on the internet.
And regardless of how it comes, it just needs to come. So if you would, join in prayer for China's church, not only for its growth, but also in its ability to teach its own people how to lead in Christ. Keep listening to find out where you can learn more about this story and how you can help. And finally, Mission Aviation Fellowship is looking for people to join their ministry overseas as pilots and aviation mechanics. They also have positions in IT support, administration, and education. Basically, Mission Aviation Fellowship partners with other Christian ministries to fly into hard-to-reach areas with everything from gospel-sharing projects to emergency aid. So even if you don't have the qualifications now to be a missionary pilot or an aviation mechanic, MAF can help you get the training. MAF's president, John Boyd, says they're looking for Christians with gumption.
The heart to see Jesus in every opportunity, to be willing to share the gospel, but to have the courage to stay the course when the going gets tough, and the going is tough. I will never sugarcoat the fact that it's really a challenge to live overseas.
Go to missionnews.org for links and more information.
If God is calling you to Mission Aviation Fellowship, He will make the way straight. God will guide and direct and provide if it's His will that you come into this kind of ministry. So first steps, go onto our website. Second steps, make a phone call. Get connected with us as we can work with you and guide you through the process.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listener supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dineker Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.